same time, the ant encountered a long trough, a depression in the surface of the formation, with a rougher texture and different colour, off-white. It followed the trough, for its roughness made for a far easier climb. At each end was a short, thinner trough, a horizontal base from which the main trough rose, and an upper trough that extended at an angle. By the time the ant climbed back out onto the slick black surface, it had gained an overall impression of the shape of the troughs. Number one. Then, the height of the being in front of the formation was cut in half, so it was roughly even with the formation. Evidently, it had dropped to its knees, revealing a patch of dim blue sky where the stars had begun to come out behind it. The being's eyes gazed at the top of the formation, causing the ant to hesitate momentarily while deciding whether it ought to intrude into its line of sight. Instead, it changed direction and started crawling parallel with the ground, quickly reaching another trough and lingering in its rough depression as it savoured the pleasant sensation of the crawl. The colour was reminiscent of the eggs that surrounded its queen. With no hesitation, the ant followed the trough downward,